This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
NASA. Yes.
Is running a contest to find the best way to recycle astronaut poop in space.
Oh.
Whoever comes up with the best idea wins $3 million.
Haven't they read The Martian? You use that for dirt.
Ideally, it would also work with pee and puke as well.
Oh, puke too. You know, I read this thing once where they were talking about how on the first manned missions to Mars, they're going to be looking for couples because it takes over a year to get there. So they need people who are like in an established, working, solid relationship, and then that they would use their bodily waste in bags to shield them from radiation from the sun. And that is how they would use it. Now, on the International Space Station, maybe they don't need that. Maybe they have plenty of shielding.
You know, I was sent a video, and I wish I could pull it up and just play it for you, but I can't. It's in here. There's no plug
sure
in for
that. Right.
But it's that guy, Tyson Greenfields.
Yeah, that's not his name.
No, it is. And
it's
he's
not.
The, he's
Damn
the,
it. What is his name?
He's the spaceman to the stars. Wait. Star.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson!
Yeah, that's what
Tyson
he said.
Tyson Greenfields, yeah.
Tyson Greenfields. Got it. Go on.
So,
nailed it.
He was saying, so
thank God one of us has a young brain. God, Bob, what would we do without you?
We're already attached. Stop it.
I know.
Anyway.
Tyson Neil deGrasse.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Said, he was asked, you know, hey, all this talk about actually terraforming Mars, do you think that humans will ever actually be able to do this? And he said, his response was thoughtful. He didn't go, of course not. That's ridiculous. He was thoughtful about it.
That was the underlying thing, though, I'm guessing.
It was very much. He said, you know, we still suffer from hurricanes and floods and fires here on this planet. We can't control our environment here at all.
Yes. We can't stop a hurricane.
And you want to go to another planet and put ourselves in a bubble and somehow in the end, he was like, it's ridiculous. Mm. No. I mean, maybe he didn't say that, but I took the vibe to be, we can't manage ourselves here on this planet. And it's completely hospitable.
Yeah, right. You can walk outside during any weather. I mean, I guess if you're in the desert,
they're
going to
windstorm. I never really thought it through the way he, I mean, you know, he's the astronaut to the stars or whatever he calls himself. But I was like,
the astronaut to the stars just, sounds about right.
You know, he's all, does all the TV shows and he's always out there, you know, yapping. And I just thought, well, there it is. He's actually thought about it and realizes there's no way humans are going to be able, it's just going to be one big disaster.
Well, there will be a lot of disasters, but I think it's going to happen. It has to at some point.
Okay, I'm going to send you the video because
it's okay. It's all right. I'm sure that
he's going to poop all over your. I'm we're sure going to Mars.
I'm
everyone.
Sure he's right. Well, there'll be a small settlement on Mars, and we'll learn a lot from that. And then at some point, they're going to find a way to put us into stasis and send us to one of these places with a potential Goldilocks planet. Mm. Or not. Or we'll just die here on this planet.
In other space news, Uranus is full of surprises.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah. Uranus is one of the best planets.
That's the line Earth.com went with after a study found the planet isn't spinning as fast as we thought.
Whoa, you're kidding me.
No.
A slow Uranus.
My God.
Just spinning slowly.
What are you doing?
I don't
doing?
Know. I'm just trying to have fun.
A slow anus.
Well, hey. Oh,
my. I was just shortening it down to its little nickname.
Oh, today's show
is great. Relax.
It takes Uranus 17 hours, 14 minutes, and 52 seconds to do one full rotation.
Oh.
That's 28 seconds longer than astronomers thought it took.
Oh. So it's negligible difference.
What? Uranus is full of surprises.
Yeah, that's one of them. What's the other one?
No, that's it.
Oh,
that's
that was all
I
got one.
For it. I mean, for
it's
now.
Good,
anyway,
though. Any,
it's good, though.
Anytime you can talk about Uranus, though.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.